Robert Gates held a series of talks with Turkey's political leadership and spoke about the incursion after meeting his Turkish counterpart, Fethi Gunul.
The United States believes that the current operation must be as short and as precisely targeted as possible.
But Gunul was equally firm, saying Turkish forces would remain in Iraq as long as necessary. Gates said no discussion were held on the specific timetable for an end to the Turkish incursion, but he ruled out cutting off U.S. support for the operation. The United States is providing intelligence information on the Kurdish rebels to Turkish forces. Turkey accuses the Kurdish Workers' Party, known as the PKK, of using northern Iraq as a base to launch attacks against its forces. The rebels have been fighting for autonomy in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast since 1984. This latest incursion into Iraq is seen as a preemptive strike against an expected spring offensive by the PKK. But with fighting continuing to intensify, pressure is growing on Turkey to withdraw. Washington is anxious to avoid alienating Iraqi Kurds, and Gates urged Ankara to work with the Iraqi Kurdish leadership. He also called for a political as well as a military solution to the insurgency.
It should be clear that military action alone will not end this terrorist threat. While it is certainly part of the equation, there must be simultaneous efforts made with non-military initiatives, with economic programs and political outreach.
But for now, Ankara is determined to follow only a military solution to the PKK threat. Turkish forces claim to have killed hundreds of rebels and destroyed more than 400 PKK targets. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.